San Jose Democrat Zoe Lofgren says the United States has had a registry for immigrants since 1929. It allows immigrants who've been in this country since a certain date to apply for lawful permanent resident status.
People need to realize the registry is nothing new. It's been part of immigration law for almost 100 years. What's new is the Congress's failure to regularly renew the date, as has happened so many times historically, last under President Ronald Reagan.
Lofgren says the registry gives the Secretary of Homeland Security the ability to register individuals for legal permanent residency if they have a clean record and have been in the country for a certain period of time. But Congress has to advance the cutoff date and has failed to do so since 1986. Lofgren's legislation would make that update automatic for immigrants who've been in the country for at least 7 years. 20-year-old Vanessa Guerrero, a California resident, says that would make a big difference in her life.
When I was 2 years old, my parents brought me to California, where they raised me for the past 18 years, in which I have learned many ways of not having a legal status affects my life. When I turned 16, I finally qualified for DACA, but the Trump administration immediately dashed those hopes when it rescinded the program. This meant that I could no longer begin working like all my other classmates in high school. At college, I hear my friends talk about the wonderful opportunities like studying abroad, getting an internship or fellowship, and even working on campus. But because of my lack of status, I cannot participate in these programs.
Advocates estimate an updated immigrant registry could benefit nearly 8 million immigrants who've lived in the country continuously for the past 7 years or more. But Republican opponents call the program amnesty and are likely to block the legislation. I'm Eileen Alfandari, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.